friends and brothers and sisters.
我今天站在这里，我很高兴。
Today, I'm very happy to stand here.
能有机会为主做见证。
To have the opportunity to testify for the Lord.
虽然我很紧张。
Although I'm very excited.
因为我很怕在。
And nervous.
公众面前讲话。
Because I have a fear of public speaking.
我今天的见证主要是分两大部分。
My testimony today is divided into two main parts.
第一部分我会讲我是怎样被主带领来到这家真教会的。
And the first part of my testimony will be about how the Lord guided me to this true church.
后面的部分我主要会讲主是怎样带领我、管教我、加固我的信心的。
And the second half will be about how the Lord disciplined me and increased my faith.
很多兄弟姐妹都问我，你是谁带你来这家教会的？
Many brothers and sisters ask me, who brought you to this church?
没有人带领我来这家教会。
No one brought me to this church.
是主带领我来的。
It was the Lord who led me himself.
我是从生下来一直到上大学，接受的都是无神论教育。
From the day I was born until my college days, I had always been an atheist.
在我进这扇门之前，我是不相信有神存在的。
And before I entered the door of this church, I never believed that God existed.
但可能是因为人的本性，还有生活中的空虚，我经常会在无助的时候会想到，希望有神来帮助我。
And partly because of human nature or the emptiness that I feel within me, and whenever I feel helpless, I wish that there is a God who could help me.
很感谢主，我有机会认识我现在的老公，所以我才能来到这个宗教自由的国度。
I thank the Lord that I had a chance to meet my husband, that I had the opportunity to move to this free country where we can practice religion freely.
当我来到美国，看到大街小巷宗教会林立的时候
，When I came to the U.S. and I saw that there are so many churches around，
我就很想走进教会
，And I wished I could just walk into one。
但是我不知道去哪一家
，But I didn't know which one to go。
我也不敢随便进哪一家教会
，And I dare not simply enter into anyone。
直到有一天，我有一个在 Fresno， 他是浸信会的。教会的信徒。
Until one day, I had a friend who was a member of the Baptist church.
他打电话告诉我，他说他介绍一家在 San Bruno 的教会让我去。
She called me and she recommended me to go to a church in San Bruno.
有一天我想教会都是星期日开放的。
And I always thought that all churches are only opened on Sundays.
我的老公说你要去你就要提前打电话问一下人家几点开门。
My husband reminded me that I should call the church ahead to find out what exactly are their opening hours.
有一天晚上我就是星期六的晚上我就打电话。
So on a Saturday night I called the church.
然后他们告诉我是九点半开门。
And they told me the church was opened at 9:30 a.m.
我的老公就决定说明天早上我送你去这家教会。
And he decided then to drive me to that church the next morning.
可是第二天早上等我们起床我一看已经都九点半了。
But the next morning when I woke up, I saw the clock, it was already 9:30 a.m.
我老公说你第一次去教会你不能迟到，迟到很不礼貌。
My husband told me that it's on your first visit to the church, you cannot be late. If you do so, then it's very impolite.
所以我就决定，那就下一周周日再去。
So I decided that I should just go next week.
可是就在那一周，我就生了一场大病。
But just on that week, I fell very ill.
那个病花了我几个月时间来治疗。
And that illness required me a few months of recuperation.
所以我就把去教会这件事呢，就放在一边了。
So I then put aside this matter of visiting a church aside.
之后我就回了中国去接我的孩子。
Then I went back to China to pick up my daughter.
她的绿卡签证到时候可以去办了。
Because it's already time for me to apply for her permanent residency, her green card.
2009年12月1日我和我的女儿来到美国。
On December 1st, the year 2009, my daughter and I arrived in the United States.
在我倒完时差之后，我马上就又开始想找教会。
And after I recovered from my jet lag, once again, I started thinking of looking for a church.
那这一次呢，我就想着每次要请我的老公送我很不方便，因为我当时不会开车。
And at that time, I started thinking, if I need to go to church and my husband has to drive me every time, then it's so inconvenient.
那个时候我也没有想到教会的人是很好可以接送你的。
And I didn't know that church members are nice and kind and that they might be able to give me a ride home.
所以我想只能是乘坐我们家门口那趟140公路汽车，公共汽车。
So,
140公共汽车。
Okay. So in front of my home, there was a bus route, and it was bus number 140.
所以我当时寻找教会就是两个条件。
So at that time when I looked or shopped for a church, I only had two requirements.
一个是说中文的教会。
First, the church has to speak in Mandarin.
还有一个就是我们家门口这趟公共汽车可以去的地方。
And second, there's a bus number 140 is able to take me to that church.
所以我就拿出了当时我来美国最爱看的一本书《华人工商》。
So at that time, I took a book, one of my favorite books, when I arrived in the U.S. was Chinese Yellow Pages.
我查找了所有跟我家有关系的教会。
So I checked all, I ticked off all the churches that are close to my home.
有两家是 San Bruno 的。
And there were two churches that were in San Bruno.
然后我就照着那个地址在 Yahoo Map 上搜。
So I typed in the address on Yahoo and got the location.
我来比较那个地址和这个140的这个公共汽车的路线是不是很符合。
And I started comparing whether the bus route 140 goes to these two churches.
这两家教会我都没法去。
But the bus route doesn't go there, so I wasn't able to go to these two churches.
然后就突然发现一家 Pacifica 的。
And suddenly I found a church in Pacifica.
因为我曾经坐140下来这边这个 shopping center 来过。
There was one time I took bus 140 and went to the shopping center right here.
我一看这有一家教会跟这个 shopping center 很近。
And I've seen this church that is very close to the shopping center.
所以我就决定我说我要去这家教会。
So I've decided that I'll come to this church.
于是我星期六晚上就打电话。
So on Saturday night I called this church.
我想问一下几点开门。
I wanted to ask what time are their opening hours.
没人接。
But no one picked up the phone.
星期日早上我的先生就带我来了。
And on Sunday morning, my husband drove me here.
看到那个最大的牌子。
And we saw the largest sign outside this True Jesus Church here.
Saturday, 星期六。
And it says the service is on Saturday.
那就没来成。
So I couldn't come, I couldn't make it.
那个星期的周末刚好是圣诞节的期间。
And that weekend happened to be a Christmas, weekend.
我当时也不知道这个教会是不庆祝圣诞节。
And at that time, I didn't know that True Jesus Church does not celebrate Christmas.
我还为错过了那个周末而遗憾。
And having missed that Christmas weekend, I felt very disappointed.
第二个星期日。
And the second Sunday.
因为我已经看到那个开门时间是十点半。
So I've seen that the opening, that the church service starts at 10:30 a.m.
所以我老公早早就开车带我来了。
So
星期日还是
星期日？
So on Sunday, very
early, 因为我已经知道是星期六开门。
So on the Saturday, the next Saturday, my husband drove me very early to this church.
没有人。
But no one was here.
门是关着的。
The door was closed.
我坐在车上不敢下来。
I sat in the car. I was afraid to come down.
我老公说你下去试呀，那门开着没有？你去怎么知道？
My husband told me, why don't you just go down, push the door, maybe it's open. If you don't try, how do you know?
我就很胆小，我就走到门口来了。
So I was very timid. I walked to the door. I pushed the door.
是锁着的。
It was locked.
我说算了，回家吧。
I said, forget it. Let me go home.
对，然后就在那一分钟。
But just at that very minute,
我遇到了雷妈妈。
I saw Sister Catherine Lay.
我当时在想，如果我要是早来一分钟，或者雷妈妈晚来一分钟。
And at that time, I was thinking, had I come a minute or
早了。
If I had I come a minute earlier, or 雷妈妈。Comes a minute later,
我就与这家真教会失之交臂。
I might not have connected to this church.
我肯定不会再来了。
And I'm pretty sure I will not make a second visit.
雷妈妈第一句话就问我是谁带你来的。
And the first sentence, 雷妈妈 asked me was, "Who brought you here?"
我说我自己来的。
I said I came by myself.
她很热情的就带说走，我带你去那边副堂。
And she was very friendly and invited me to the fellowship hall.
那边的门是开着的。
The door there was open.
因为那天我来的太早了。
Because that day I came too early.
从此我就被主接到了这个家。
So from that day on, I was received into this church by the Lord.
在我慕道期间。
During my truth-seeking days,
很多兄弟姐妹都在热心帮助我。
Many brothers and sisters warmly helped me.
有的开车接送。
Some drove and gave me rides.
所以我根本没有坐过140。
So I've never taken bus number 140 to church.
有的给我家里送食物。
Some delivered food to my home.
还有的带领我学圣经。
And some guided me in studying the Bible.
当时朱弟兄，也就是 Daniel.
At that time, Brother Chu, who is Daniel,
他经常要带我学习圣经。
He often led me in Bible studies.
他会早上打电话问我今天有没有空。
He would call me in the morning and ask me, are you free today?
在2009年的六月份的一个早晨
，In June 2009 one morning，
Daniel 打电话给我。
Daniel called me，
说你今天有没有空？我们一起学圣经。
He asked me， Are you free today？ Let's study the Bible together。
我当时还没有上班，我说我有空。
At that time I hadn't started working， so I told him I have time。
他说那好，我十一点左右到你家接你。
So he said， Okay， fine。At about 11 a.m. I will come and pick you up at your home。
那个时候我的老公是上夜班，下班就到中午了。
So at that time my husband works night shifts and he gets off work at about 12 noon.
我的工作是每天要给他做午餐。
And my job was to prepare lunch for him daily.
所以我在 Daniel 来之前呢，我就要准备给老公做午餐。
So before Daniel arrives, I would have to complete preparing my husband's lunch.
我的老公非常 easy.
My husband is very easy.
除了 sandwich 就是 hamburger.
Besides sandwiches, he loves hamburgers.
我当时已经在冰箱里冻了我拍好的 hamburger.
So at that time, I have already prepared the patty that I took out from the fridge.
我就想为了节约时间，我就今天给他做 hamburger.
So I said to save time, I'll prepare him hamburger for lunch.
平时我做 hamburger 呢，我就直接用那个干的平底锅煎就好了。
So usually I would just use the pan to pan fry the hamburger.
不放油的。
Without oil.
可是那天我突然就想，我老公那么辛苦，我今天要给他放油炸一下，会很好吃。
But that day I suddenly thought to myself, my husband works so hard. Let me add some oil and deep fry it so that it's more tastier for him.
我就开始给锅里倒油。
So I started pouring oil on the pan.
我边倒还边唱歌。
And as I poured the oil, I sang along.
你问我爱你有多深。
And the song I sang was a Chinese pop song about you ask me how much I love you.
锅里的油代表我的心。
And the oil in the pan represents my heart.
我其实就是倒了很多。
And I in fact had poured a lot of oil onto the pan.
倒完油火开开。
So I finished pouring and then I turned on the fire.
我就去旁边上网了。
Then I went to the site and went on the internet.
在 QQ 上聊天。
And on the QQ website, I started chatting.
等我想起来的时候。
And when I remembered,
我扭头一看。
And I turned and looked.
那油在冒浓烟。
The oil was smoking.
我冲过去。
And I rushed there.
拿起来那个还在冻着的 hamburger.
I took the frozen hamburger.
撕开保鲜膜。
A still cold hamburger and remove the saran wrap.
我吧唧就把那个拍进去了。
And threw it into the pan.
然后顿时那个油就翻上来，盖到我的手上。
And the oil splashed and covered my hand.
冒烟的油有多高的温度我不知道。
I don't know how high the temperature of a smoking oil is.
我只知道我当时有多疼。
But all I knew was that I was in great pain.
我急忙就接了一杯凉水。
Quickly, I grabbed a cold glass of water.
我就把手放进去。
And dipped my hand in it.
这个时候我就看到我的手指缝之间全部起了灰白色的泡。
At that time, I saw that my hand started to have blisters.
我的手是通红。
And it was all red.
尽管这样，我还是给他把饭做好了。
But even in that situation, I still completed preparing my husband's lunch.
我还继续上网。
And I continued to go online.
直到 Daniel 打电话。
Until Daniel called me.
坐在 Daniel 的车上。
And I sat in Daniel's car.
平时他问我 How are you?
Usually he will ask me How are you?
我都说我很好。
I will say I'm fine.
那天我的手疼的，我实在没法说我很好啊。
But at that time I was in great pain that I can't say that I'm fine.
我说我今天不好。
I said today I'm not fine.
他问我你怎么了？
Did he ask me what happened to you?
我就讲了发生的事。
Then I told him what happened.
他说好啊。
He said oh that's great.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他说我正在为做什么饭给高中灵修的学生 发愁呢。
I was still thinking what I should prepare for the regional high school theological students.
因为那周是高中学生灵恩灵修会。
Because that week, the church is conducting the regional high school theological seminar.
Daniel 要负责主饭。
And Daniel was in charge of the meals.
我当时说，哦，感谢主。
Then I told him, thank the Lord.
原来我的手被烫伤。
So my hand was burned.
就是为了给你一个 good idea 去做饭。
As an inspiration for you to know what meal to prepare.
在查经，在我们学习圣经的过程中
，And as we studied the Bible，
我的手还是很疼。
My hand was still in pain.
我就心里一直念感谢主，感谢。
But in my heart, I kept praying and saying, "Thank the Lord, thank the Lord."
Daniel 当那天在教我圣经的组成部分。
Daniel was teaching me about the
圣经是哪几部分组成的
the structure of the Bible。
等学完的时候
，And after we completed the study，
我已经觉得我的手不疼了。
I felt that my hand was no longer in pain。
然后其实手上那些泡都已经没有了。
And the blisters had subsided。
因为我一直在念感谢主。
Because I kept praying and saying thank the Lord。
就在那个周的安息日
，And that Sabbath of that week。
在饭厅吃饭的时候
，And when we're eating at the fellowship hall，
我就已经见证给当时跟我坐在一起的姐妹们。
I have already testified this to all the sisters that were sitting around me。
我说你们看我的手是不是被油烫过
？I asked them, see my hands. Do you think it had been burned by smoking oil before？
他们说看不出来了。
They said we can't tell。
我现在其实已经忘了是哪个手，但是根据习惯，我推断是右手。
I can't remember which hand was burned, but I think it should be my right hand based on my previous practice.
这个是在我慕道过程中主在我身上显的神迹。
So this was the miracle that the Lord shone in me during my truth-seeking days.
但是随着时间的流逝
，But as time passed by.
我的信心是时起时落。
My faith has its up and down.As its ups and downs.
就在那个灵恩会秋季灵恩会之前的那个九月份
the September before the fall spiritual convocation.
我在上我的最后一节慕道班的课
When I was attending the last truth seekers class.
当时是乌迪传道给我上课
And it was preacher Woody who was leading the class.
因为当时大家都知道我是准备在秋季灵恩会受洗。
At that time, everyone knew that I planned to get baptized on that fall spiritual convocation.
所以那节课的主题就是受洗之后你不能做什么。
So the theme of that lesson was what you should abstain after you are baptized.
我那节课学的就是。
So in that lesson, I learned.
不能庆祝万圣节
That we can't celebrate Halloween
不能庆祝圣诞节
We can't celebrate Christmas
春节也不能给人送礼
And Chinese New Year's You're not supposed to give gifts
也不过复活节
And we don't celebrate Easter
也不过情人节
And we don't celebrate Valentine's
我一听
And after I heard that
这教会不能来
I said, oh, I can't come to this church.
我来美国为了什么
Why do I come to the U.S.?
我就是为了庆祝这些节日啊。
It's so that I can celebrate all these festivals.
花花绿绿的多美啊。
They're so bright and colorful, so beautiful.
以后又不能装扮圣诞树了。
And in the future, I can't decorate a Christmas tree.
下了课我就决定了。
So after class, I've made my decision.
我不来了。
I won't come anymore.
因为我不来，我的女儿肯定也不跟我来。
And if I stopped coming, of course my daughter will not come anymore.
我就在当时我工作的一家 after school, 我就在给我的同事说。
At that time I was working for an after school day care, and I spoke to my coworker there.
我说我不去我的教会了。
And I told her that I'm not going to my church any longer.
他们不过圣诞节。
Because they don't celebrate Christmas.
那我在这儿还有什么意思啊
？Then what's the meaning of me staying here?
我的同事说。
Then my coworker told me.
你来我的教会吧。
You come to my church.
我的教会过圣诞节。
My church celebrates Christmas.
就在那一周的一天。
And one day during that week,
我老公回家。
My husband came home.
他告诉我他失业了。
He told me that he was laid off.
我当时觉得我们家 我觉得天要塌下来了。
And I felt as if the sky had just collapsed.
可是我不能说什么。
But I can't say anything.
我就告诉他没事，因为我还有工作。
Then I told him it's okay, I still have my job.
其实我在一家 after school 每一天就是干两三个小时，工资很低。
But at that time, I only worked about 2 to 3 hours in that after school daycare place, and my pay is very low.
然后我们家也没有什么存款。
And our family don't have a lot of savings.
所以我当时心里压力很大。
So at that time I experienced great pressure in my heart.
在那个周的星期日。
So that on the Sunday of that week,
我就带着女儿去了我那个同事所在的教会。
I brought my daughter to my co-worker's church.
在十九街。
It was on 19th Avenue.
当时一路上开车我都觉得不平安。
And as we drove on our way to that church, my heart didn't feel peaceful.
我很害怕。
I felt fearful.
到了那家教会。
When we arrived at that church,
我很不喜欢。
I didn't like it.
我也没敢说什么。
But I dare not say anything.
我的女儿坐在旁边。
My daughter sat beside me.
我当时心里是这样想的，我没敢给他讲。
At that time, I felt this way, but I felt something, but I dare not tell it to her.
可是我的女儿碰了我一下。
But my daughter nudged me.
妈，我还是喜欢咱们的教会。
And she said, Mom, I still prefer our own church.
我那个时候说，我也是这样想。
And I told her also that I also feel the same.
但是我并没有决定回来。
But I haven't decided to return.
在从十九街那家教会回家的路上
On my way home from the 19th Avenue Church
我女儿要去 Stonestown
My daughter wanted to go to Stonestown Mall
她说要买东西
She wanted to shop
我就让她去买了
So I let her go shopping
我没有跟着去
I didn't follow her
我坐在那个大厅堂的一张椅子上
So I sat on the big couch on the mall
我一直在哭
And I just kept crying
我说 这下怎么办
I said, what am I to do now?
老公没有工作了。
My husband lost his job.
我们还要每个月交房租。
And we still have to pay our rent.
我当时真的是很难过。
At that time, I was really upset.
然后我说主啊，求求你，我该怎么办
？And I said, Lord, please help me. Tell me what to do.
所以我就说，哎呀，我肯定是还是应该回教会的。
Then I told myself that I think I should return to church.
我说这一定是主给我的管教。
This must be the discipline from the Lord.
所以我那个星期六就又回这家教会了。
So that Saturday I returned to this church again.
那是十月二日。
And that was the 2nd of October.
是灵恩会。
That was the week of the spiritual convocation.
但是在中午吃饭的时候，我还没有决定要受洗。
But during lunch of that convocation, I haven't decided that I want to be baptized.
可是下午在查经的时候。
But in the afternoon during the Bible study,
我的心里就特别迫切说，呀，这次我一定要受洗，不能错过。
In my heart, I was very fervent, telling myself that this time I have to get baptized and I cannot miss the opportunity.
所以我就在报名截止日期之前
，So before the deadline for the baptism application,
我就和我的女儿一起报名要受洗。
So I submitted the baptism application together with my daughter.
第二天就受洗了。
So the second day was the day of baptism.
回家的时候
On our way home,
那天晚上
That night,
我老公说他有一个电话错过了，没接上。
My husband told me that he missed a phone call.
是一家他以前送货的公司。
It was a company that he used to deliver goods for.
所以第二天星期一的早上他就打电话回复过去。
So the next morning on Monday, he returned their call.
那个公司是请求他去上班
And the company wanted to hire him
说是就在星期天的那天
And they called him
就是我受洗的那个星期天
It was that Sunday that they called him to hire him
那个公司的一个工人出车祸了
What happened was on that Sunday the day I was baptized one driver of the company met an accident
还有一个工人又也请假了
And another employee had to take a long vacation.
所以他们问他有没有兴趣去上班。
So they asked him if he's interested to work for them.
所以他只是短短的失业了两个星期。
So he only missed work for a short 2 week period.
我当时觉得真的是感谢主。
So at that time I really felt truly thankful to the Lord.
我很高兴他又找到了工作。
I was so happy that he found another job.
下面我要讲的一个主施行的神迹是在我受洗之后。
Next, I'd like to share about a miracle that happened after my baptism.
是有关我的绿卡。
It was about my green card.
我的绿卡失效期是2001年5月8日。
The expiration date of my green card was May the 8th, the 8th of May 2001.
因为我是因为婚姻才申请的绿卡。
I obtained my green card through marriage.
是带有条件的。
And it had many requirements or conditions.
是条件性绿卡。
It's a conditional green card.
有效期两年。
And it's only for a period of 2 years.
但是可以在九十天，在失效九十天之前呢，申请取消这个条件。
And 90 days before its expiration, these conditions can be removed.
所以我在2011年的二月就开始申请了。
2011。
对。
I'm so sorry. Not 2001. It's the year 2011. Okay, that's when her May 8th, 2011. That's when her green card will expire. So in the year 2011,
你开始申请。二月初我就开始申请。
So early February of 2011, I started to apply.
你一递交申请呢，移民局就发来一封信。
And as soon as I submitted the application, the immigration department gave me a letter.
请放投影。
Please project the slide.
就是这样的一封信。
It's this letter here.
这封信上写的就是你的条件性绿卡呢可以延长一年。
It told me that your conditional green card can be extended for a year.
在这一年延伸期，你可以工作也可以旅行。
And during this 1 year, you can work and you can go travel.
但是这个条件性的绿卡呢，你的申请。会被终止
but this conditional green card will be terminated.
如果你的就是这个案子被关闭的话
if your case has been closed.
这就是这样，这一封信我收到了。
So this was the letter that I received.
我就想着没关系，反正如果就是在五月八日失效之后，我还没有拿到正式绿卡，我还可以回国。
Then I told myself it's okay. If this conditional green card expires on May the 8th, correct?
Yeah.
On May the 8th, then I can still return to China.
So 我而且我当时想的是九十天，他既然说提前九十天可以申请，那么九十天之内肯定就可以办下来。
And since they give me 90 days to renew this, that to apply, then I'm sure I'll be able to complete it within 90 days.
所以我二月递交了申请，三月就开始订机票。
So in February, I applied for my permanent green card, and then on March, I started buying tickets to go back to China.
我订了六月十三日回中国的机票。
And I booked for a June 13th flight back to China.
因为当时孩子就放暑假了。
Because at that time, my daughter would have started her summer break.
可是这个时期很长很长，到五月底。
But until end of May,
我又收到一封信。
I received another letter.
告诉我面谈日期是六月二十号。
Telling me that the interview was June the 20th.
我当时就很焦急。
At that time, I was so worried.
我的机票是十三号。
My ticket was for June 13th.
如果我要改期的话。
If I had to change the flight date.
两张机票改期。
To change the flight date for two tickets.
要交五百块钱罚款。
I need to pay a penalty of $500.
而且要按当时的当时的票价再买票。
And I have to reissue a new ticket at the current price.
我肯定是舍不得花这个钱。
And of course, I would not want to spend this huge amount of money.
所以我就告诉教会的姐妹们为我祷告。
So I told a sister at church to pray for me.
有一个姐妹教我
，and a sister taught me，
说没关系
，she said it's okay，
你只要给移民局打电话说你到时候要出国
，just call the immigration and tell them that you need to travel，
他们会更改这个面谈日期
，they can adjust the interview date。
所以我就请我的老公给移民局打了电话
，so I requested my husband to call the immigration。
移民局的人说你到时候查邮件看到底可不可以。
And then the immigration department told me that to check my email to see if it's approved.
一直也没收到邮件。
But I never got the email.
我就是还是很担心这件事。
So I was still very worried for this matter.
我就记得当时康妮姐妹。
Then I remembered at that time Sister Connie.
就说了一句话。
I said something.
你走。
She said, "You just go."
主等着你回来做见证。
The Lord is waiting for you to come back and testify.
我当时想着，反正我还有一年这个延长期的信。
So at that time, I told myself, "I still have this letter that extended my card for a year."
而且我还打了电话。
And I've also called.
所以肯定没问题。
So I'm sure nothing will happen.
我就回去了。
So I went back.
我是七月十二号回来的。
So I returned on July 12th.
回家一周以后。
A week after I returned.
我老公从口袋里掏出了一封皱巴巴的信。
My husband took out a crumpled letter from his pocket.
现在不怎么皱了，因为我压平了。
It's not that crumpled now because I flattened it.
请看下一张。
Look at the next slide, please.
右上角有这个信的日期。
On the top right corner, there's the date of this letter.
七月六日。
It's July 6th.
这封信就讲的你的这个申请取消条件绿卡的这个 case closed。
It says that the,
请你读这句话。
Yeah. It says that as both of you fail to appear, your permanent resident status is automatically terminated in accordance with section da 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 like this.
我就问我老公，你什么时候收到这封信的
？So I ask my husband, when did you receive this letter?
他说你在中国的时候。
He said when you were still in China.
我说为什么你不告诉我
？I said why didn't you tell me?
他说如果我告诉你，还敢来吗
？I said if I tell you, do you still dare to come back?
他说你在那个过境的时候，你就吓得肯定是人家一看你就怀疑你就不会让你过。
And if you know about this, then when you're trying to enter the U.S. at the airport, you will be very nervous and it might cause problems.
这是事实。
So this is a fact.
其实因为当时我什么都不知道
，because at that time I didn't know anything，
所以我也就没有害怕
，so I wasn't fearful。
而且我记得当时那个过境的时候，他拿的还是我失效的那个白卡在上面刷。
So I remember when I entered the U.S., they still took my expired green card, white card and swiped it。
我这个延长一年的信，我从来没有从箱子里掏出来。
And I've never taken this one-year extension letter out of the envelope.
我当时就想移民局肯定是忘了。
And at that time I thought perhaps the immigration had forgotten all about this.
可是我在八月份又收到一封信。
But in August I received another letter.
请看下一张投影。
Let's look at the other slide.
看说七月六日，二零一一年，你的这个申请取消条件的这个 case 已经被 denied， 已经被拒绝了。
So.It said that on July 6, 2011, your petition to remove conditions on residence was denied.
7月6日我的绿卡已经 close, 申请已经 close.
So July 6, my application was closed.
这是我的护照。
And this is my passport.
请看下一张。
Let's look at the next slide.
我的入境日期可以用我的护照来证明。
Date of entrance to the U.S. can use my passport to prove.
是七月十二号。
It was July 12.
真的很感谢主。
So I really thank the Lord.
如果没有主施神迹，我真的是没办法入境的。
If it's not the miracle from the Lord, I will not be able to re-enter the United States.
我真的是没法表达我真感谢主的这个心。
I really can't use words to describe how grateful I am to the Lord.
在我知道这个信已经过期的时候
，When I know about this letter that showed my card was expired，
我就又想到了我在温哥华机场。等飞机的那个过程，主在我身上行的另一个神迹。
Then I remembered another miracle that the Lord had showered on me whilst I was waiting in the Vancouver airport.
我每次订机票都是图便宜，要找最便宜最便宜的机票。
Every time I book tickets, I always pick the cheapest one.
我没有想那么多。
I didn't think too much.
我就在那一次订的机票呢，是在温哥华转机。
So that ticket that I booked was had to have a layover in Vancouver Airport.
中间时间是一个半小时。
And the transit time was an hour and a half.
我没有想到要入境要等很长时间。
And I never knew that I had to wait for a long time during the transit.
等我下了飞机，跟着人流去过境检查的时候。
And when I disembarked from the plane and followed the people for the customs.
人很多很多。
There was many people in the line.
我还没有过境检查，已经都一个半小时了。
And even before I reached the customs, I had waited for 90 minutes.
我也没有这个错过飞机的这个经验。
And I never had the experience of missing a flight.
我就赶紧去跑到那个当时是东航，我就跑到东航的柜台去问。
So, at that time, I ran to the Eastern Air, and ran to the counter and asked them.
还好有另外一个母亲带着孩子，也是跟我情况一样。
Luckily, there was another mother with a child that had the same situation as me.
然后就有一个工作人员就说：“没关系，我们来帮你。”
So an airline employee said, "No problem, let me help you."
他就查了一下，他说：“下一趟飞机可能是在三点半。”
And he checked that the next flight is at 3:30 p.m.
你们可以坐那趟飞机，如果有空座位的话。
So if there are empty seats, you can take that flight.
当时应该是有一点左右。
At that time was about 1 p.m.
我觉得等一两个小时还算可以。
So I told myself, okay, waiting for about 1 to 2 hours is still okay.
可是他说那趟飞机如果没有座位，你们就要等到晚上八点半。
And but then she said that if that flight has no seats, then you have to wait till 8 p.m.
我当然不想等到晚上八点半。
Of course, I didn't want to wait until 8:30 p.m.
我又舍不得花钱在机场买吃的。
And I didn't want to spend money for food in the airport.
所以我就说，哎呀，我一定要在第一时间，我要站在那个柜台前问有没有空座位。
So I said I must be the first in line at the counter to find out if there are seats in this flight.
可是因为长时间的坐飞机颠簸，
你很长时间，
对，长时间坐飞机。
But because of my long time spent in the flight,
然后还有时差问题
，and with the jet lag problems,
我往椅子上一坐。
And as soon as I sat on the chair,
两个脚往行李箱上一搭
and placed my 2 feet on my luggage,
我一下就睡着了
I soon fell fast asleep.
可能都没用一秒钟
It didn't even take me a second.
等我再一睁眼睛
and as soon as I opened my eyes again,
那个妈妈已经站在柜台前面了
The mother was already in front of the counter.
我赶紧就跑过去排到她后面
Then I ran and stood behind her.
因为我已经知道没有希望了，因为如果有空座位，最多就是一两个。
And I knew that I was hopeless because if there are seats, at most it's only about 1 or 2.
这也是因为那个售票员说没有，已经没有票，只是说看有没有人没去坐飞机的话，我们可以去坐。
Because the airline employee said the flight is full and there will only be space if someone did not show up.
我这时候就听见那个售票员给那个妈妈说。
Then I heard the airline agent telling the mom,
你很幸运，有两个人没有来坐飞机。
You're so fortunate, 2 people didn't show up for the flight.
所以就把那两张票给他了。
And gave them the 2 tickets.
我好失望。
I was so disappointed.
又得等五个小时。
Then I had to wait for another 5 hours.
我也觉得对不起我女儿。
And I felt so sorry for my daughter.
我们又得在机场坐五个小时。
So we both had to sit in the airport for another 5 hours.
那售票员票卖完也就走了，飞机是准备起飞了。
So the ticket agent was ready to leave, and the plane was ready to take off.
我在绝望中准备再睡一觉。
And in my despair, I was preparing to sleep again.
但是一直也没听说那个飞机要飞。
But then I never heard that the plane started to take off.
可能有等半个小时的样子。
Maybe it took about 30 minutes.
有一个人出来。
Someone came out.
还有没有人要坐这趟飞机？
Is there anyone who wants to board this plane?
这还有两个座位。
We still have 2 more seats.
哇！当时说感谢主、啊。
Oh, at that time I said thank the Lord.
所以我就按时乘坐了那趟飞机回来了。
So I was as planned able to take to get home by that flight.
这都是主在我身上新的神迹。
So all these are the miracles the Lord showed on me.
剩下的时间，我想给大家分享一下我得圣灵的过程。
With the remaining time, I'd like to share with you how I received the Holy Spirit
和体会
and my experience.
我来这个教会慕道的时候，我就得圣灵了。
When I was still a truth seeker in this church, I had already received the Holy Spirit.
就像我说的，我是个无神论者。
Just as I mentioned earlier, I was an atheist.
如果没有得圣灵
，had I not received the Holy Spirit,
我很难接受是有神存在的。
It will be very difficult for me to accept that God exists.
在我刚刚慕道了一个多月的时候。
After I started truth seeking in this church for about a month,
教会里很多兄弟姐妹都告诉我你要求圣灵。
Many church members here told me that you must pray for the Holy Spirit.
这个词我听了很多遍。
And I've heard of this phrase many times.
我不懂什么是求圣灵。
I don't understand what is praying for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是什么东西？我也
不知道。What is the Holy Spirit? I don't know.
在那年春节前的一个星期一早晨，是早晨。
So that year before the 春节就是 Chinese New Year 吗？
Chinese New Year.
So that year before the Chinese New Year, one Monday morning,
我还在睡觉。
I was still sleeping.
我就做了一个梦。
Then I had a dream.
这个梦真的是和我这一生所做的所有梦都是不同的。
And this dream was very different from the other dreams I had before.
我梦到的情景跟我现在的家是一模一样。
And this dream I had, the scene was exactly like my current home.
我就坐在那张我天天坐的椅子上。
And I was sitting on the chair that I would sit every day.
面对的是通向院子的那道门。
And I would face the door that leads to the backyard.
所有的家具都跟现实中一模一样。
And all the furniture is just exactly as my current home.
但多了一个架子。
But there is an additional rack.
在门口。
By the door.
在那个空空的架子上面有一个像长颈鹿一样的玩具。
And on that empty rack was a toy like a giraffe.
我就很奇怪怎么家里多了这样一个东西。
And I felt very puzzled. Why is there an extra item in this house?
那这个时候那个像鹿一样的东西就飘到我的眼前。
And at that moment, that giraffe toy started to float towards me.
在我的眼前这样一直停着。
And then it stopped right in front of my eye.
我就看着它。
And then I looked at the toy.
你干什么？
I said, what are you trying to do?
我就没有管。
And I ignored it.
结果它就这样等了一会儿，看我没有任何反应，就飘走了。
Then the giraffe, seeing that I did not respond, floated away.
就飘出，要飘出那个门口。
And it wanted to float out the door.
我当时说，哎呀，这是我的，给我的一个启示，我说肯定是有原因的。
Then at that time I realized that there must be a message for me, there must be a reason for this.
我赶紧就起来去冲过去。
So I quickly stood up and rushed forward.
用手去接住它。
And used my hand to receive it.
那个长颈鹿顿时就化成一个椭圆形的强烈的光。
Then the giraffe turned into an oval bright light.
非常耀眼。
Very, very bright.
然后倏地就化进了我的两个手心。
倏啊，就进到你的手心。
对，就化到我的手心里。
Then it shew and entered into my palms.
顺着我的两个胳膊。顺着我的两个。
And then it went up my two arms.
就进到我的心里。
And went into my heart.
然后我的整个身体就开始震荡。
Then my whole body started shaking.
然后我就从心里感觉就像开了花。
And from my heart I felt that something blossomed inside.
然后我就大笑。
And then I started laughing loudly.
然后就醒了。
Then I woke up.
我就觉得我是得圣灵了。
Then I felt that I had received the Holy Spirit.
那种喜悦到现在还记忆犹新。
And that kind of joy still remains in my heart.
我来到教会。
When I came to church,
我问了很多弟兄姐妹。
I asked many brothers and sisters,
有没有可能在梦中得圣灵？
Is it possible for me to receive the Holy Spirit in my dream?
我记得有个弟兄说，好像不可能。
And I remember the brother told me that it looks pretty unlikely.
我当时有一些失望。
So at that time I was a bit disappointed.
但是我心里自己的感觉更强烈，我说我是得圣灵。
But in my heart I had a strong feeling that I received the Holy Spirit.
就是极大的喜乐。
Because I had this immense joy.
而且还震动。
And I shook.
但是确实当时没有想到我没有说方言。
But of course, at that time, I didn't think that I hadn't spoken in tongues.
所以说方言才是得圣灵的凭据。
So only by speaking in tongues is the evidence that I have received the Holy Spirit.
但是我已经有感觉了。
But I already have felt it.
所以我就信心很强烈。
So my faith was strong.
所以就开始求圣灵。
So I started to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
有一个早晨我在家里祷告。
One morning I was praying at home.
我突然就感觉我被一种力量控制着。
And suddenly I felt that I was being controlled by a certain force.
我感觉主就在我的前上方。
And I felt that the Lord was just right in front of me.
他操控着我的嘴。
And that he was controlling my mouth.
我就开始用舌头说话。
And I started to speak with my tongue.
我说的什么我不知道。
But I don't understand what I'm saying.
可是我的这个思想很清楚，是主操控着我。
But my thoughts are very clear and that it is the Lord controlling me.
都是在用舌头讲话。
And that I'm using my tongue to speak.
我当时就想。
At that time, I think to myself,
等一下我老公就回来了。
My husband will return soon.
他又看着我这样，会不会觉得我发疯了？
If he sees me like this, would he think that I've gone crazy?
我说主呀，该怎么办？怎么停止啊？
I said, Lord, what must I do? How can I stop?
这样经历了很长时间。
So after quite a long period of time,
我就觉得是从上面来的一条线，从我的嘴再这样出去，这样循环。哦，对不起。
I felt that there's a line from the top coming into my mouth and coming out like that, and it just kept going round and round like this.
而且那个就是我的舌语在不同的变化。
And that my tongue kept changing.
直到最后的时候，就像收音机的旋钮，你把它这样关掉，我的声音越来越小，越来越小，直到停止。
And until towards the end, I found that my voice, the volume started going down just like you turning the knob of the radio, and then finally it died down.
然后我就跳起来，哈哈大笑。
Then I jumped up and laughed loudly.
大笑完就大哭。
And after I laughed out loud, I started crying.
大哭完又大笑。
And after I had a hearty cry, I started laughing again.
就说怎么笑，好像都把那个心里的喜乐都表达不出来那种感觉。
And no matter how hard I laugh, I cannot express the immense joy I experienced then.
我当时就很激动，打电话分享给别的。我记得好像是朱弟兄，我说我得圣灵了，我得圣灵了。
So at that time, I was so happy. I think I remembered. I called Brother Daniel Chu and I told him that I have received the Holy Spirit.
我真的是很喜乐。
And I was truly very joyful.
这是我在慕道过程中就受圣灵的。
So I received the Holy Spirit when I was still seeking the truth.
这也是我接受这个教会受洗的一个极大的原因。
So this was one reason why I decided to get baptized in this church.
我就说，如果说无神论是我与主之间的一道鸿沟
，If being an atheist is the barrier, is the chasm between me and God?
那么得圣灵就是我沟通我与主之间的一个桥梁。
Then receiving the Holy Spirit is the bridge of communication between me and God.
主在我身上行的神迹其实是很多很多的。
So the Lord has worked many miracles in my life.
他时刻的加固我的信心。
And he constantly increased and watched over my faith.
让我从一个不快乐的人变成一个非常喜乐的人。
So that I'm able to turn from an unhappy person to a very joyful one.
从此以后无论生活中有什么事情发生。
From then on, no matter what problems I face in my life,
我的心里都是喜乐的。
My heart is always joyful.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我想也在此机会感谢所有帮助过我的兄弟姐妹们。
And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the brothers and sisters who have helped me in the past.
在你们的身上，我看到了主耶稣基督的形象。
I have seen the image of the Lord Jesus in your lives.
我也要向你们学习。
And I'd like to learn from you.
因为时间关系，我的见证就到此。
And because of time, I end my testimony here.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神的恩典，一个很精彩的见证。
Thank God for His grace. We had a wonderful testimony.
从他们见证可以看出他们夫妻的感情是很深的。
From her testimony, we can see that Pao Ai and her husband has a good loving relationship.
她说她要向我们学习，其实我们要向她学习。
So she said that she would learn from us, but in actual fact, we should learn from her.
那的确神在每一个人。身上的恩典都很多。
Indeed, God's grace is abundant in each and every one of us.
因为时间关系不然我们可以请大家集齐的上来做见证。
Because of time, otherwise we can invite everyone to come up and share their testimonies.
我去非洲的时候。
When I went to Africa.
那个聚完会，每一次安息日聚完会以后都有见证会的。
Every time after the Sabbath service, there will be a testimony session.
见证都是。排队在做见证，排队等着要做见证。
And the members in Africa would stand in line to wait for their turn to testify.
没有点名哦。
And we don't have to assign them.
因为每个礼拜都是就是见证啊，聚完会就见证。
Because every week after service, they would fight to testify.
有的上来见证大概两分钟，就结束。
Some testify for 2 minutes and they'll get down.
因为我们的概念就是要很长要很大的见证神迹才是见证啊。
Because in our traditional thinking is that a miracle would involve a great and exceptional event.
你在心里感受你在心里感受你心里的平安喜乐，这个就是见证。
How you feel, the peace and joy you experience, all these are miracles.
所以其实主在我们身上见证是很多。
So in actual fact, the Lord's miracles is abundant in each of our lives.
我们要去思考。
So we need to think.
啊，比如说宝爱姐妹，她是在思考，然后把以前见证就要说起来，说得很详细。
So for example, Sister Bao Ai thought through her life and was able to collect and compile her testimony.
我们生活上每个细节、啊、都不是偶然的。
So every phase or everything that happened in our lives does not happen out of a coincidence.
啊，都是有神的旨意。
It all has the will of God.
也是神要让我们去为他做见证的一个机会。
Because God wants us to have the opportunity to testify for Him.
啊，所以下一次哈、啊，下一次我们有机会、啊、经常说见证，那大家也有很多人。
So let's hope that in future we'll have people lining up to testify.
因为没有鼓励，说大家就不会想来上来做见证。
Because with perhaps with lack of encouragement, not many of you would like to come up and testify.
那鼓励以后，那Sacramento真的是有人排队做见证。
So after my encouragement, now in Sacramento Church, there are more people willing and lined up to testify.
啊，那个那、啊、Houston 也是，那那也是排队。
So the same in Houston Church now, there's people lining up to testify.
说真的，主在我们身上见证很多。
So indeed, the Lord's there's a lot of God's grace in our lives.
那宝爱姐妹这样的确让我们信仰啊，再次得到一个很震撼。
So Sister Bao Ai's testimony once again, revives, and has a strong impact on our faith.
因为哈，这个神有时候在人好像看起来是不可能的哈，但是在神就是可能。
So, to what is impossible to man is possible with God.
那这是要一个交托的心呢。
And which is to have a heart that entrust to Him.
啊，有些事情其实是还没有到，还没有完。但是他就相信了。
And some things hasn't happened, but she has already believed.
那我们也很感谢他先生啊，很有智慧。
And we thank God for her husband's wisdom.
啊，这是我们要学习的啊。
And this is something we should learn.
接到那封信以后，他们要马上打电话给他太太宝爱知道。
When he got the letter, he didn't call his wife Bao Ai and tell her.
这时候要安定啊，安静的心啊，要定下来。
So he was able to he was calm and was trying to calm her as well.
因为打电话给他也没用啊，他在中国大陆也帮不了什么忙的，
Because had he called her in China, he can't do anything and nothing can change.
但是一般的人啊，也会打电话。
But most people would call.
然后两个人都紧张。
Then both would get excited and worried.
像热锅上的蚂蚁啊。
And they'll be like this ants on the hot pot.
啊，对情况没有什么改善。
And it will not help the situation at all.
所以他先生啊，也值得我们学习。
So her husband is worth our emulation.
啊，能够镇定。
Which is to learn to be calm.
啊，这个或许也是一个人生的智慧。
And this is a part of human wisdom.
啊，感谢主，我们从见证当中也可以学习到很多。
So thank God from her testimony, we can learn a lot.
好，我们休息。
Now we shall take a break.
啊，一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.